The Ebola virus has orphaned this child twice. These boys have lost two fathers. Indeed, all the children at this orphanage are double victims. Ebola killed their parents. Now it's claimed the life of the man who gave them shelter.
Hello.
On our visit, we had to be careful. The whole area is under quarantine. It was Augustine Baker who helped run the orphanage, offering a home to those many in society ignored. First rescuing street children, then when Ebola came along, providing a safe haven for orphans of the virus.
A child like 4 years, 5 years, 9 years, seeing ambulance coming to their homes, collecting the corpses of his or her mother, is too much for that child.
But last week he collapsed at a staff meeting, and a few days later he was dead. Then, his wife Bunda also passed away. Their two children, now orphans.
Now, because we are on quarantine for 21 days.
Marion Foster is one of the seven staff here, and she told me everyone's temperatures are taken three times a day as a precaution. Everyone, she says, is frightened. They've been infected too.
There are almost 8,500 Ebola orphans here in Sierra Leone, but for the time being, for 21 days, this place is out of bounds. It's looked after hundreds of children since the crisis began, and the fervent hope is it will reopen soon.
As health workers assess the situation here, complete closure of the orphanage is unthinkable. That would be a terrible blow for the children given a chance to survive the Ebola crisis, and a blow for a society still struggling to beat the disease. Clive Myrie, BBC News, in Sierra Leone.